let me finish. So for 300, you can talk to Mendel. Mendel will talk to you. Well, I drink a glass of water.
Dishes are all done.
Now, can I have a piece of cake?
Did you clean the oven?
I'll be right back.
Yes, nice kid. Nice kid. I'm glad we married him, Sam.
I could never get him to do chores at home. What's your secret?
He makes better cake. How do you get it so moist?
I just add water.
I'll get a pail.
This happens every time it rains.
Joe's a contractor. Why don't you have him take a look at it? Joe, take a look at it.
Huh?
You do like that cake. Ever heard of acid rain?
Well,
you got a leak.
Isn't he something?
Oh, yeah, he's wonderful. Tell me, Mr. Wizard, if the water's coming in here, why is it leaking down there?
Well, the rain comes in along the window well metal, runs along the floor joist to the lowest point where it collects and leaks into the room below.
I want you so bad right now.
Anyway, about the leak, what do we do?
Don't worry about it, Angela. I'm going to do some caulking along the L metal, right? I'll add some weather stripping, and that'll fix it.
That'll make it worse.
You didn't let me finish.
You got too much dry rot. You need to replace the window.
Okay, we'll replace the window. What?
Well, I was just thinking, if we're going to replace that window, why not put in a bigger one? You know, I mean, your bedroom always has been kind of dark and dank.
I don't know about that. Besides, a bigger window would be pretty expensive, right, Joe?
Well, it would not necessarily. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but doesn't it mean just putting in a bigger header?
Well, it doesn't sound too bad, but I don't know, Tony.
Oh, you're right. It's not my room. I shouldn't be saying anything.
Well, actually, it will be when we're married.
Hey, that's right, huh? Damn the expense. Let's make this place livable.
Okay, put in your bigger window.
Great.
I always thought the room was bright and cheery. What do I know?
No, huh? It's a lovely room. It's even going to be better when we're finished. Look at this. Picture this, Angela. We're right here, right? Huh? We're in bed, cuddling up, right? And we're looking out
our new big window, huh?
And then we're warming our feet in front of a crackling fire.
What fire?
Oh, that's another thing I was thinking. See, wouldn't it be nice to have a fireplace over there?
Well, that definitely sounds expensive, right, Joe?
Well, it
not
would...
necessarily. Correct me if I'm wrong. But since the downstairs fireplace goes right through this wall, couldn't we just tap right into it?
Well, you could tap into it.
Great, let's do it. Hey, so picture this. A fireplace. A Victor Moon. Pictionary. We'll never have to leave this room.
When you put it like that, how can I say no?
You can't. When do you start, Joe?
Hey, as soon as our children get a divorce.
What?
He doesn't like to work for friends or family.
Oh, well, are you afraid you're going to have to give somebody a break on the price?
It's just a rule I have, but there's a terrific guy I'd be happy to recommend. Dave is good, he's responsible, he's tough. We were in the Marines together. He was shelled during the war, so I'm sure he can deal with you.
Get away from me, you're insane! It's a 16th of an inch off paint, doesn't lie. It's not going to be a perfect match! Fine, you fix it. I quit. But. Shell shock.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden.
So you want to close this off?
No, I want you to put a diving board up so I can jump into the neighbor's pool.
Sorry, my guy flaked out on you. Whatever the reason, which we'll find out as soon as we get him out of the fetal position. I feel like it's my responsibility to finish this job.
Oh, Joe, you don't have to do that.
Yes, he does. There's a guy I recommended. I'd be doing the same thing and at a big discount.
Hey, all you gotta do is cover my costs and overhead. I'm not out to make any money off of you.
That's good. This way you won't be disappointed.
What he means is we appreciate your help.
Now, not as much as I do. I'm the one that's got to share a bed with her until this is finished. She's cold. She's bony. And soon she's going to be all yours.
Bony, huh?
Mother, somebody may smother you in your sleep tonight.
Not with you in the room.
All right, please. When can you start, Joe?
Tomorrow morning.
Great.
See, now you can relax. The house is in good hands.
Yeah.
I should be able to finish this up in 3 days.
That's wonderful.
I just had a thought.
4 days.
No. Please, bear with me. Bear with me a second here. Wouldn't it be great if this right here was a window seat? A window seat, you see? It would add a lot of character to the room.
Oh, I've always loved that look.
It would be so Laura Ashley with lace and pillows.
Hey, look, I don't know who this Ashley broad is, but you just added a week.
Another week with the corpse? That's it. That's it, I'm jumping.
Come on, let's go pick out lace.
I said I'm jumping.
Hey, don't leave that there. You damage that, it comes out of your pocket. I saw that.
Hi, Muffin Man.
Oh, hey!
There you go. Let him enjoy yourselves. Saved you a banana nut, Joe.
Thanks, Tony.
Hate to interrupt, but, you know, you got to keep those workers happy.
No, you got to keep the workers working.
Okay. I'm getting out of your hair.
Since you're here, I do have a question.
You do? What is it? Oh, boy. What is it?
It's a window seat. Comes with a recessed light.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
So I need to know where you want to switch.
Okay. Well, let's figure it out. See, I come into the room, and I want to read. So I walk over to the window seat, and I want to turn on the light here.
Fine.
Right there. Although, wait a minute. Now, if I was coming out of the bathroom or crossing down from the bed, I'd want the switch here.
So you want the switch here?
Yeah, this will be good. That'll be good. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's say I'm reading. Right, I'm here. I'm reading. Right, and then I get up and I go over to the bed. I get into the bed, and then I look back over there, and oh no, I forgot to turn off the light. But, you know, I'm all cozy and warm and tucked in, right? Wouldn't it be nice if I could just reach up and turn off the light without getting up?
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I give you a switch by the bed.
Good.
I give you a switch by the seat. And I give you a switch by the door. In case you forget to shut off the light on your way out, which is where you're headed now.
Okay, I'm going. Oh, by the way, Joe, I just noticed those wires. Should they be hanging there like...
Yes, get out!
Switch right here by the door, huh? Cool.
All right, I want you to keep the box flush to the right.
Wait a minute. So this is how big the fireplace is going to be?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is this is the actual size?
What do you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. Do you remember the Ponderosa? Huh? Oh, sure. You remember, you know, old Ben would... put his foot up on the fireplace and give Haas all that great fatherly advice, you know? They had a tremendous hearth.
They also had a 140,000-acre ranch. You don't. This is a standard-sized fireplace. Trust me, you're going to like it.
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, if it was where I could see it.
What?
Well, it's going to be down there on the floor, right?
You want it on the ceiling.
No, I don't want it on the ceiling, but what's the romance of having a fireplace in your bedroom if you can't see it from the bed? You know, you'd be like trying to see over the bed there.
So you want me to raise the opening?
Yeah. And do me a favor. Give me something I can put my foot on, huh?
Like Ben Cartwright.
Exactly. No, I'm glad I caught this. Good work, man.
All right, after your mud and brick, we're at 15 and 3/4 inches.
Actually, it's 15 and 7/8.
What the hell is that?
Pretty neat, huh? It's an electronic measuring device, huh? technology.
Watch this. Distance from me to the wall. Huh? 10 feet, 7¾ inches. Distance from floor to ceiling. 9 feet, 9 inches. 41¾ inches.
What's that?
It's your waist. No more banana nut bumpins for you then, Joe.
I'm glad you're in such a good mood. Here's your bill, Chuckles.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, $200 for light switches?
I'm charging you what it cost me. This is exactly why I didn't want to do this job. Mm,
sure, of course. It'd be a lot easier to gouge a stranger.
Hey, we would have been finished by now and for half the price if you had left me alone.
Oh, if I would have left you alone, it would have been done. It would have been done all wrong.
You think you could do it better?
I know I could do it better and faster and cheaper.
Are you firing me?
Are you changing your bill?
No.
6'3¾".
What's that?
The distance from you to the door. You're fired.
Thank you.
I've never seen Joe so happy. Things must be going great.
Going great.
Can I have my room back soon?
Yeah, as soon as I build it.
What's that?
Never mind. So I need that brick delivered pronto. That's right. I fired Joe and I'm doing the job myself. It's not funny. Look, you're not dealing with an amateur here. So first thing in the morning, I expect you to deliver 200 used bricks and 4 dozen of those long metal thingamajiggers. Just gotta speak their language.
I can't believe you fired Joe. Why couldn't you just leave him alone?
Angela, I was looking out for us, Angela. If I didn't watch every move he made, the job would have been done wrong, and then you'd have to look at it day in and day out and say, oh, why didn't I listen to Tony?
In a pig's eye.
Listen, have some faith in me. Trust my judgment.
I have faith in you most of the time, but Tony, you can't do all this work yourself.
Way ahead of you, Angela. Way ahead of you. Just so happens I already hired a crew.
How'd you find a new crew so fast?
Hey, watch it.
You watch.
I wanted to use the buzzsaw.
I saw it first.
I got a splinter.
Great. Now the house is being remodeled by Mo, Larry, and Greasy. Let me call Joe. I'll cry. He'll come back.
Angela, relax. My crew is qualified. For instance, take Hank here, huh? He worked for Joe, his father, the contractor, for years, right, Hank?
Yep.
And why did you quit?
I was accident prone.
You mean you hurt yourself?
No, others.
Give me that. You, give me that. You do the sanding, all right?
Tony.
Angela, please. Hey, Al, right here, electrician's assistant.
It? That's right. Yeah, dear Mr. Capasso, you know, he was a great teacher. Well, I'll never forget his last words. Al, no!
Give me that. You're going to help with the sanding.
What's my job?
You ever kill anybody?
No, but I'm willing to learn.
That's the spirit, huh? Look. I'm gonna do this job on time, under budget, and have some fun too, all right? Come on, let's punch in. Follow me, men.
Good luck. You can do it. I know it's gonna be great.
Where are you going?
To move my car so the ambulance can get in.
Good work, boys. Nice clean edges. Jonathan, careful with that staple gun.
What?
Never mind.
Hi. Wow. This looks great.
Hey, guys. Hey.
What? We're construction workers.
Yeah, well, I'm the foreman's daughter, so you better watch it.
Good work.
Very nice work.
Surprised?
Frankly, yes, I'm shocked, but I'm happy. By God, you really got a lot done.
Well, I got a good crew, Angela.
Can I have my husband back?
We got one section of drywall to put up, then he's all yours. Till then, be gone.
Tony,
I guess I was wrong. I'm sorry I ever doubted you. You really do know what you're doing.
I'm not going to gloat, Angela, because I take my satisfaction from putting in a hard day's work, building something that's going to last, and having something to hold over you for the rest of your life.
You all deserve a lot of credit. You guys really have done a great job. Where's Jonathan? Jonathan?
All right, all right. Relax. I can't make an omelet without breaking a couple of eggs. Release him, man. Careful with that hammer, Hank.
Ow!
Never mind.
I cannot believe it. I'm in the middle of taking off my makeup in the bathroom and all the lights go out.
Shattered the bulbs, huh?
No. Tony and his crew short-circuited something. They're up in the attic right now trying to track it down. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Jonathan, shake that flex cable again.
Okay.
Oh, it's over here, Tom.
All right. Stand back. Watch out. Down here. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. All we gotta do is rewire this thing, right? We're back on schedule, and then we can knock off.
Great. It's been a long day. I'm starved. And this tool belt's giving me a rash.
Yours too, huh?
Why don't you just call Joe and ask him to finish the job?
I can't do that. This remodeling project was Tony's idea. To take it away from him now would be an insult to his pride, ability, and manhood.
Afraid he'll pout and cry, huh?
Like a baby.
Come on, you... Hey, check this out. This looks like the last thing I handed to Mr. Capasso.
Ow! No!
I'd kill for a dart right now.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Tony.
I'm sorry about last night, Angela.
That's okay. I always wanted a skylight in that room. Sit down. We have to talk.
Okay. Oh, it's not easy to make a skylight.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you're fired.
How many ways can I take that, Angela?
You're not fired as my housekeeper or my best friend, but if you touch another tool in this house again, I'll have you arrested.
Oh, but Angela, I think I could do the job. I really do.
Tony, don't pout. The truth is, I can't afford the money you're saving me on a contractor.
Fired by my own fiance.
Come here, let me give you a severance hug.
No way. You can't fire me and then grope me. And anyway, we're gonna get to finish this job.
I think I can patch the ceiling.
Oh, Joe's back. You're bringing Joe back.
Hey, Tony, nice work. Listen, I got to knock down a building over on 3rd Street. Can I borrow your butt?
I will not have this man working on our house.
He's a professional. It's what he does.
Don't I have a say in this, Angela?
You nailed my son in a wall.
All right, fine. If you're going to nitpick, let him finish the job. But I'm going to be hawking you, Joe. I'm going to be hawking you like a hawk.
No problem. But this is what it's going to cost to finish the job.
Now, wait a minute. There's two figures here.
Right. The bigger one's what I charge if you stay here. The smaller one is if you leave the country.
It's quite a savings.
Don't forget to write.
Angela.
Tony, a trip would be wonderful. You'll relax, you'll get some sun.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can relax when I don't know what this guy's doing to our house.
Well, you can't relax even when you know what this guy is doing to our house. Tony, you drive yourself and everybody around you crazy. You've got to learn to trust the people you hire.
I'm not sure I can.
Hey, you trusted my son with your daughter. Trust me with your house.
Okay, fine. You want me to leave? Then I'm leaving. It ain't gonna be easy for me, because let me just tell you something about me. I don't like to leave any job unfinished. And this house here, Joe, remember this. This is my pride and joy. It's like my baby. It's very hard for me to just turn my back and walk away.
Evacuate the house! Ask questions later! It's all yours, Joe!
I don't know, Tony. All the time, money, effort we're putting into this job, sometimes I wonder, is it worth it?
Oh, come on, Angela. Sure it's worth it. Hey, just picture what it's going to be like when it's all done, huh? With the lights low.
Uh-huh.
And some romantic music playing.
Mmm.
And we're warming our feet in front of a crackling fire.
Uh-huh.
And then, picture this.
It's worth it.